The violent murders of an Auburn University student and a little girl from Birmingham may change Alabama law. This legislative session, one Alabama senator is proposing an amendment to the Alabama Constitution to take away the right of bail for defendants accused of some of the most serious crimes. This raises concerns over possible unintended consequences. APR's Bailey Majors looks at the possible economic impact of this legislation in an ongoing collaboration between Alabama Public Radio and WVUA 23 TV.
So right now, if you look, there's been a couple cases in Alabama where someone who had been arrested and charged with a Class A felony was released on bond, should not have been released, and went out and committed and murdered somebody.
Alabama Republican Senator Cam Ward is talking about the murders of college student Anaya Blanchard and 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. Their remains were both found last year in separate cases. The man accused in Blanchard's death allegedly committed the murder while he was out of jail on bond. He was granted a $280,000 bond for a different case involving attempted murder, first-degree kidnapping, and first-degree robbery.
My bill would just say that if you have one of those Class A felonies, they've been arrested and charged, then you have to be held without bond for at least 15 days, and then a public hearing is held so that you can decide whether or not they should remain in jail or not.
And this isn't the only example of someone committing while on bail. One of the suspects charged in the murder of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney was also out on bond during her murder. Senator Ward's bill would automatically deny bail for 6 specific violent offenses. The list includes murder, first-degree rape, first-degree sodomy, kidnapping, sexual abuse or sexual torture, and human trafficking. Not everyone is on board with the legislation. Sonny Brassfield is the executive director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama. He worries the bill will make overcrowding in jails worse.
Would it result in additional people being in the jails? No question about that.
Brassfield says that between 2014 and 2018, the cost to operate county jails increased by $31 million. He says the Department of Corrections cost per day per inmate in 2019 was $60. Brassfield says the county cost would be less, but not by much. He worries Senator Ward's legislation could end up costing the taxpayer even more money.
Most people don't understand that all those costs for people before they are tried, convicted, and sentenced, are all those costs are paid by the local taxpayer. Even though a person is arrested and charged with a state charge, until they move to the Department of Corrections custody, it is the local taxpayers that are paying those costs.
Jenny Carroll is a professor of law at the University of Alabama. She says having taxpayers foot the bill for suspects without bail is one issue. Another issue is the serious economic impact that pretrial detention creates for the state and individual counties.
For those folks, not only are the counties footing the bill of housing those folks in the jail system pretrial, but those folks are being removed from our economic system. They're not out there earning wages or salaries. They're not out there providing childcare. They're not out there paying rent and buying groceries and doing all the other things that consumers normally do in an economy.
The Hamilton Project is a group that makes policy proposals for growing economies. It studied this issue. The group says that on any given day, almost 500,000 people occupy county and city jails despite not having been convicted of a crime.
The majority of individuals in the county jail system are pretrial detainees. That means that county sheriffs are having to absorb a tremendous number of individuals within their county jail system that they cannot send off to the state prison system because those folks can't get out pretrial.
Professor Carroll says the amount of people in pretrial detention can also affect how law enforcement patrol the streets.
And when you talk to sheriffs, they tell you that not only does that affect them on an economic level, right? They may be having to rent bed space from other facilities. They may be having to go over their budget in order to accommodate the number of individuals within the jail system. But it's also causing them to make decisions about arrest and enforcement in the general community. So they may be making decisions not to remove someone from the street, not to arrest them, because they're worried there's not a place in jail for them right now because we have all these pretrial detainees.
So how can Alabama lawmakers make it easier on the counties? Brassfield says a number of things could help.
A number of things that we would be proposing for the state to pick up the cost of medical care, some changes in the way we deal with probation violators, speeding up the transfer process of inmates back to county jails. All of those things would help.
Brassfield says legislation calling on states to do these things has been introduced this legislative session. Bills to deny bail to suspects of violent crimes are under consideration as well. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.